the night off. And that'll do it for me for sports.
All right. Enjoy your night.
I shall. I'm going to stay dry, I'm sure.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Ciao.
It's Chris Robinson with the sports. Just coming up on 5:45 here on CBC Radio 1, 690 AM in Vancouver. Canada Customs had a surprise for Vancouver entrepreneur Paul Kodrowski. When he came back to Canada from the States, border officials turned on his laptop computer. They were looking for kiddie porn and hate literature. They didn't find anything, but to Kodrowski's surprise, they discovered thousands of other images during the search. Kodrowski's concerned about his privacy rights and something else as well.
And as I was sitting there and they were doing the search, I started thinking, you know what? There's so much stuff that gets on a hard drive that I just, you know, have no control over.
That is the question, how to have control over your own hard drive. Vlad Mazel joins me in studio. He's the president of 604 Get Help Computer Services. Am I saying that right?
That's right, Priya.
Good. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
All right, so we need help. This is the question. What I found most alarming about Paul Kodrowski's story, it was some 10,000 images that had been stored on his laptop unbeknownst to him. How does that happen?
That's quite possible because your computer remembers every single web page where you go, and it remembers all the pictures that you've seen along with those pages. It remembers history where you've been, and Windows keeps track of everything what you're doing. So there are places...
So there's no limit on this. I mean, to that extent, 10,000 images over...
That's quite normal.
What it is, really.
Yes.
And you would have no idea.
Some people wouldn't even know that it's there. That's mostly because your browser has cache, and the size of that cache is usually 10% of your drive. So you can guess if you have a 200 gigabytes hard drive, it will be a lot of pictures.
And they're coming from what? Literally anywhere.
From
anytime
anywhere.
You Google something, it's...
Even more than that. You can go to a legitimate website, and you can watch for something pretty legitimate. That website may sell advertising space to somebody who they don't know, and you may end up with some pictures from websites that you have no idea what they are.
So this is where you lose total control then of what's coming into your space.
That's one place, and there are worse places where you can go. For example, if your computer becomes infected with viruses or spyware or adware, then it will go in your computer without your control or consent whatsoever.
So is there a way to assess which bits of information, which images or text or whatever it is that could be stored without your knowledge are actually needed so that you are able to enter sites that you commonly use easily versus the stuff that could actually get you arrested?
You may not know what happens on your computer. So the best practice is just to clean up things that you know you don't need, which are usually cache of your browser, maybe some cookies, maybe temporarily folders, and it all can be cleaned up. Mm. The browsers, they have tools that allow you to do this. And also there are third-party programs that allow you to do this.
Okay, I think we should start slower, or start from the start, in the sense of getting the lay of the land first off, and then move into cleaning. So how do you just sort of see what's there, exactly as the border guards would?
You would just clean it up.
Oh, you just don't go through it.
There are so deep places that you don't even want to know where they are. So it's easier to clean it up. But if you really want to know, there is an excellent tool that you can get from Google. It's free. It's called Google Desktop.
Google Desktop.
Desktop.
And you just download it for free?
You download it for free. It indexes every single file on your computer. It searches through file names, files, their content, contacts, images, everything. And then you can search by any keywords as if you were searching the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of the internet, you're searching inside of your computer, and you can type any keywords and they will show up as if you were searching.
So you're looking for triggers then, which would be the same triggers border guards would want to use or any law enforcement, right, to see if something has inadvertently saved itself onto your hard drive. Is that right?
That's right. I think they would use a little bit more advanced tools. So the best thing to do is to clean up things that you know. That's temporarily folder of Windows,
mm-hmm.
cache of the browser, a few other things that browser can clean,
mm-hmm.
and you can get free tools that clean up all the history of everything where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
The best place to get it, if you go to download.com and search for just one word, history, you'll get lots of tools. My advice on suggesting a tool would be pick the one that has the best CNET editors rating, pick the one that has the best users rating,
mm-hmm.
and the one
And where do you see that?
Right there on the page,
when
you go to download.com.
Oh, I see. Okay, so they put reviews up right away.
They show you number of stars
okay.
for the review, number of stars for user rating, and even how many times this tool was downloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And all these three things are pretty good indication of how good the tool is.
So the Google Desktop you download to just, again, as I say, get a lay of the land, see what's out there, and then go to download.com and search for history. So this is all stuff you can download that will deal with your history.
That's
right. The hard drive's history, rather.
You're right. Google Desktop will give you...
Is it?
No,
yeah.
It will give you an idea what you have. The other one will actually help you to clean it.
Now, if we're talking about searching for specific kinds of files or pictures, whatever it is, I mean, I would imagine those who create that kind of content will know how to hide it pretty well. I mean, is that kind of an obvious thing? So it's not just going to, you don't type in kitty porn and all of a sudden it's going to pop up, right?
You'll be amazed. In Google Desktop, yes, it will. You will actually see it. You may see it if...
Well, how is that, though? I mean, that makes no sense, right? I mean, it should be categorized in a certain way that literally hides it from authorities, no?
Quite often the files are called just like that, and I fixed quite a few computers where people had no idea what's on those computers, and file names could be sex, porn, cracks, illegal, whatever. It's right there in the name of the file.
Really?
Your computer may become a zombie, and if it is, then hackers may use that as a server, as a swap place, to hold their files that they exchange between themselves. And how do they know what's inside of the file? They usually put it in the name.
So they keep it simple. That's even more devastating. I didn't even think about that, the whole hacker issue. Vlad, this is depressing, yet enlightening at the same time.
You have many tools to deal with. Just make sure that you have the latest antivirus.
Yes.
That you have a firewall.
Yes.
And that you check your computer for spyware and adware.
Vlad, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Very interesting to talk to you today. That's Vlad Maisel. He is the president of 604 Get Help On-Site Computer Services. You can get more information about the company on our website, cbc.ca/onthecoast. Again, Vlad was suggesting Google Desktop to download to just check things out and then head to download.com to get the kinds of software that you would want to clean out your hardware. Interesting.